All right, so get this. We're diving into Australian politics and high tech today.
Sounds fascinating.
It is. It is. We've got a prime minister who wants to connect the entire outback.
Ambitious.
This AAA web thing. It's supposed to be like instant messaging for kangaroos.
And virtual parliaments for emus?
The whole shebang.
But there's always a but.
So nature has other plans, it seems.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? You've got to love those sources, though, right?
Seriously. Wombats chewing through cables? Koalas losing signal because of falling leaves?
And a kookaburra declaring himself server king.
Okay, that one I have to hear more about.
It's pure gold. Prime Minister Iva Hoppet, she's all about this new technology.
Right, she wants to bring the outback into the 21st century.
Exactly. But then you've got Sir Humphrey Spikes.
The old guard.
He's perfectly content with the bush telegraph,
Right.
you know, word of mouth passing messages through the bush.
Oh, right. I get why he might be a little skeptical.
A little. He's downright horrified. But the irony is,
Mm.
even he can't resist the allure of possums spamming the prime minister's inbox once the web is up and running.
So it does eventually work.
Eventually, after a lot of hiccups.
I bet. So this Kookaburra King, what's the story there?
Well, during the initial test launch, a kookaburra somehow managed to hijack the network.
How do you even?
Nobody knows exactly how he did it, but he perched himself on top of a server and started broadcasting messages declaring himself Server King.
I can't even imagine what Sir Humphrey's reaction to that must have been.
Oh, he had a field day. You
Yeah.
can practically hear his dry chuckle in our sources as he describes the chaos.
I bet. But it's not all fun and games, right? This whole thing creates a media frenzy.
Oh, yeah. And Norma Louds the cockatoo with a penchant for scandal.
She doesn't hold back, does she?
Not a chance. She blames the whole mess on emus.
Emus, come on.
Pure sensationalism, but it sells.
And the Prime Minister?
She's left trying to pick up the pieces, especially when the web malfunctions during a parliamentary session.
Oh no. What happened?
ARACHNID. The AI that runs the network starts randomly assigning leadership roles.
Wait, seriously?
Yep. And guess who ends up as the new leader of the Outback?
I don't even want to guess.
Barry the Bilby.
You're kidding.
Nope. It's all there in the parliamentary records.
So this AAA web, it's supposed to be a symbol of progress and unity.
Right.
But it ends up creating chaos and division.
It's a classic case of unintended consequences.
What about Norma Louds, though? I thought she was the one who sabotaged the network.
Oh, she did. It turns out she had a pretty lucrative carrier pigeon operation going.
Makes sense.
The AAA web was a direct threat to her business.
Classic motive. So even in this world of cutting-edge technology, you still got good old-fashioned greed.
It never goes away, does it?
Not really. But hey, at least Silky Strings manages to fix the web.
Yeah, she's the real hero of this story.
So the AAA web, it
At
survives.
least.
But now I'm really curious about this tax scandal you mentioned.
Ah, yes, that's a whole other can of
How
worms.
did that tie into all of this?
Well, let's just say that while the Outback was dealing with kookaburras and wombats, a different kind of web was being spun in Parliament.
A wedding.
Financial intrigue. And some very familiar social media giants are caught in the middle.
So we're talking financial intrigue now.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And social media giants are involved.
They're right at the center of it.
What went down?
Well, it seems our dear Prime Minister made a bit of a discovery.
What did she find?
It turns out those social media companies, the ones who were probably eyeing up that AAA web as we speak, haven't exactly been paying their taxes.
You're kidding me.
Nope, it's
Yeah.
all there in the official records.
How is that even possible? For years.
Apparently so. They've been operating under the radar.
Under the radar. More like exploiting loopholes, I bet.
You could say that.
I can't believe she's only finding this out now.
It certainly raised a few eyebrows in Parliament.
A few. I bet the opposition's having a field day with this.
Oh, they are. They're calling for her resignation.
But what about Sir Humphrey? What's his take on all of this?
Sir Humphrey. Being Sir Humphrey. He's found a way to spin it, of course.
Spin it how?
He's calling it a strategic deferment of information.
Strategic deferment. That's a fancy way of saying they were dodging taxes.
Precisely. But he also blames the companies, you see.
For what? For not paying their taxes.
Well, he says they were simply employing an innovative interpretation of the tax law.
Oh, come on.
I know, right? But that's Sir Humphrey for you. Always able to find a way to make things sound less scandalous than they actually are.
So what's the prime minister supposed to do now? The public must be furious.
They are. There have been protests outside Parliament.
She can't just let these companies get away with it, can she?
It's a tough situation. She's caught between a rock and a hard place.
What do you mean?
On the one hand, she needs to hold these companies accountable.
Right.
But on the other hand, trying to reclaim years of unpaid taxes could have serious economic consequences.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a real dilemma.
It is. And Sir Humphrey being Sir Humphrey, he has a suggestion, of course.
Let me guess. He's not suggesting she lets them off the hook, is he?
Not exactly. He's saying she should focus on tax reform.
Tax reform?
Yes. Instead of dwelling on the past, she should focus on creating a fairer system for the future.
That's actually not a bad idea. It makes her look proactive.
Exactly. It turns the narrative from one of failure to one of progress.
It's a clever move.
Very clever. But just when you thought things couldn't get any more complicated, guess what?
What? Don't tell me another kookaburra has declared himself king of something else.
Not quite this time. It's about BuildSecure.
BuildSecure?
The Prime Minister's son's company, remember?
Oh, yeah, right?
Well, it seems they've also been benefiting from these same tax loopholes.
Are you serious?
Yep, all come out in the wash.
Talk about a conflict of interest.
You can say that again. The opposition is having a field day with this one.
So now what?
Well, the Prime Minister is understandably shocked.
I bet.
It throws a wrench in her plans for tax reform. Well, how can she convincingly advocate for a fairer system when her own son's company has been exploiting the very loopholes she's trying to close?
It's a mess. What does Sir Humphrey say?
Sir Humphrey always has a plan. He's suggesting a combination of strategic donations from BuildSecure to various charities.
To make them look good.
Exactly. And a carefully crafted PR campaign highlighting their commitment to social responsibility.
It's all about image, isn't it?
In politics, perception is everything.
So they're just trying to sweep this whole thing under the rug?
Not exactly. It's more about damage control.
I don't know about this. It all feels a bit dirty.
It's certainly a morally ambiguous situation.
That's one way to put it. But where do we go from here? We've got technological chaos in the outback, a massive tax scandal, and a prime minister who's in way over her head.
It's a lot to unpack, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
How do we even make sense of all of this? So much going on in Australia right now.
Isn't there just, it's like two different worlds colliding?
Yeah, you've got the outback with kookaburras as server kings.
Don't forget the wombats and the cables.
Oh, yeah, right. The wombats. And then in Parliament, you've got this whole tax scandal brewing.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. It makes you wonder about progress, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, on one hand, you've got this incredible vision of connecting the entire outback.
Right, bringing people together.
Exactly. But then you see how easily that technology can be exploited.
Like with Norma Louds and her carrier pigeons?
Yeah, she saw the AAA web as a threat.
And she acted accordingly.
It's a reminder that technology is just a tool.
It can be used for good or for evil.
And in this case, it seems like greed got the better of some people.
It happens all too often, doesn't it?
It does. And it's not just normal outs. We're talking about these social media giants, too.
The ones who haven't been paying their taxes.
Yeah, they're supposed to be these innovators, these disruptors.
And yet they're exploiting the system just like everyone else.
It's a bit disheartening, honestly.
I understand, but it's important to remember that not everyone is like that.
True. Silky Strings, for example.
Ah, yes. Silky. She's a shining light in all of this.
She managed to fix the AAA web, despite all the challenges.
He never gave up.
And even Sir Humphrey came around in the end.
He did, didn't he? I think he actually started to enjoy all the chaos.
He probably did. It's like he couldn't resist the allure of a truly connected outback.
Even with all its quirks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe there's hope yet.
Maybe. There are still people out there who are fighting for a better future.
People like Silky.
And hopefully the Prime Minister, too.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Is her plan for tax reform genuine?
Or is it just a way to save face?
It's hard to say for sure.
It is. But that's the thing about this deep dive, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's not about finding easy answers.
It's about asking the tough questions.
Exactly. And challenging our own assumptions.
So what have we learned today?
Well, we've learned that technology is a double-edged sword.
It can connect us, but it can also be used to divide us.
We've also learned that greed is a powerful motivator.
And that even the best laid plans can go awry.
But most importantly, I think we've learned that there's still hope.
Hope for a better future.
A future where technology is used for good.
And where everyone pays their fair share of taxes.
That's the dream, isn't it?
It is. And maybe someday it'll be a reality.
Maybe. So on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up.
I think you're right. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.